And we're back with our second segment on this Saturday morning. It's the Home Improvement Show of the Midlands here on WVOC. And we really thank you for being with us this morning. Appreciate that. Michael Nicholson now joins us. He is the co-owner of the Moving Squad. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning. Good moving. Good morning.
How's your new year?
The year is started off with a bang. Doing really good. You know, crew's moving a lot. Kind of holding on. You know, you want to help everyone you can, but I only have so many crews and so many trucks, so it kind of it falls into the I'm sorry you waited too late to call me.
Did business stay brisk through the Christmas season?
We took off Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and that was it. New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, but besides that, we've been running.
I'm on that. Is that normally a time of the year when things do slow down? I would think.
Well, usually, you know, those 2 weeks, usually we're only doing like 40 moves, if even that sometimes. And, I mean, we were up over 70, so it's.
Did you see, this was earlier in the week, I know we talked about it on the morning show, and I think we've actually seen this before. Maybe they finally finalized a study for all of 2020, but it was a United Van Line study.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, that South Carolina was the second most popular state to migrate to in the country. Mm-hmm. And as I recall, it was something like, and I guess the way they what they were saying was that 64% of moves in the state are people moving into the state. The only one that topped us was Idaho, which was at 70%. Yes. You want to go to Idaho? I don't know. But hey, if from Idaho, I'm not trying to insult you here. But
yeah, well, I mean, I brought a family in from Iowa, you know, 2 weeks ago. I do have a number of quotes going on right now, and you know, when you're out of state coming in, it's a little more difficult to do quotes. You know, we can use FaceTime, do walkthroughs and stuff of that nature. But yeah. I do have a walkthrough inventory form on my website, and so a lot of people out of state will use that to get me the inventory. And then I can put together numbers for them to be able to move them. But yes, sir, labor only moves as far as for them. They'll pay someone to load a truck for them there. They drive there and unload it. Probably doing at least 7 or 8 of those a week.
Oh, really? Okay. That's the in-migration is big these days.
Yes. And and I will tell you, you know, I know in that study they were talking about it was older population, but I can tell you, you know, younger families, you know, 1, 2 kids, just as many as the older families as well. So yeah, it's been the same across the board for both.
Well, so we're here into the now second weekend of the month of January, and we are, I guess, rapidly approaching moving season here. Although it seems like in 2020, how weird was it that with the pandemic raging, selling and buying of homes was seemingly not affected by this. And of course that's these incredibly low interest rates.
Yes.
Thank for that. But, you know, we're getting into that season now where they always tell us the realtors do, you know, if you want to best time to sell your homes in the spring. So here we go. So let's talk this morning a bit, Michael, about some tips you have, as we approach moving season for folks who may be contemplating making a move here in 2021.
As far as looking at time frame, because time frame allows you to put your schedule together. Because I always say there's many different ways to do your move. It's just a matter of, you know, one, how much do you want to be involved? How much do you want to do? And then, of course, the most important one is your budget for the move.
Lots of options.
Yes. You know, it's different things all the way from the white glove to where they touch nothing. You know, where we would come in and do everything to where we would just come in and grab big items. The customer would, you know, use a small truck or a pickup or, you know, big SUV, and they move a lot of their fragile items. Just makes our life a little easier when they do stuff like that.
And easier on their budget.
Yes, and it does. I always use the correlation of 5 boxes of books versus 5 boxes of china. You know, I could put all those boxes of books on my dolly and go right down the stairs with china. I'm going to hand carry each one of those boxes. So.
And for folks who maybe haven't moved in a while, when you talk about a quote for a move, it's not just your house is such and such big, so it's going to be such and such an amount of dollars. It's based on the number of man hours that it's put into it.
Yes, sir, that is. You know, because 1,500 square feet, I can tell you, it's been a few years ago, but there was a large one bedroom, you know, down off of Broad River that, two 26-foot trucks came out of it.
Who?
And, I mean, that just doesn't happen. So, square footage is one thing, but it's all about, you know, the time you've got in there. Are you a pack rat? Have you kept everything? Or
how often do your guys show up? And you too, because you're involved in these moves as well, I know. But how often do you show up and you walk in the front door of somebody's house and it looks like they have just done nothing to get ready?
Probably 3 to 5 a week.
Really?
Yes.
Do folks just not grasp the concept that it's just going to add to the man hours and to their outlay for the move? Or
well, in those circumstances, I mean, you know, we're as flexible as we can, but you know, if I've got you allotted for say 3 to 5 hours, I'm going to have another job for that crew. You know, so you know, we're as flexible as we can be, but you know, sometimes you know, schedule just gets away. They're like, oh, well, I can do that next week. I can do that next day. And then life happens. So
sure. Oh, yeah.
I always say, you know, give yourself a 4 or 5 day cushion. So if life does happen, you can move around. But, you know, in those circumstances, you know, Tim or I will get some boxes over there real quick. Or they'll say, hey, guys, just move our big stuff and we'll deal with the rest of the stuff in the next day or two. And so if something's on top of stuff, we'll just set it down right in front of it and pick up that piece of furniture and go.
So when you show up to give a quote to somebody,
mm-hmm.
what are the checklist items that you're sharing with them at that time? Okay, this is the way you need, you know.
Yeah, I kind of, you know, I call it my spiel, but of just, you know, running through a lot of things that I know people tend to forget about packing.
Oh, sure, yeah. It's not like it's something you do on a regular basis.
Yes, sir. You know, one of the things I would say, lamps. Lamps, you know, your table lamps, your floor lamps. You know, we'll show up to move them, and everything is packed except the lamps. It's like, well, that's a $250 lamp. I just can't set it in my truck. You know, mm-hmm. I need to take, you know, the lampshade off, the lanyard off. I need to disassemble it. I need to pad it and pack it and put it in a box and protect it the way it's supposed to be protected.
Yeah.
You know, floor lamps. You know. Light bulbs. They'll leave light bulbs and everything. Take light bulbs out.
Yeah.
You know, last thing you want to do is have to cut a potato in half to pry that little piece out because the light bulb popped.
Mm-hmm. The options, and there are many. Mm-hmm. And all this does affect your budget when you're getting ready to make a move. So again, as we approach moving season now, what are some of the options that people do have? Let's go from the most economic to all the way to the white glove, I guess.
Yeah. The most economic is what we refer to as labor only. You know, where the customer would take control of actually renting their own truck.
Okay.
Now, of course, with that, they have to rent their blankets and their cargo control as well, which is ratchet straps, bungee cords.
But you come in when you give a quote and you kind of see what they got. And mm-hmm. so you'll be able to tell them if they want to do a labor only move, this is the size truck you're going to need.
Yes, sir.
These mm-hmm. are the sorts of things you're going to have.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I will say, you know, based on square footage, we can answer a lot of that. And then of course, I always ask the person, you know how packed you are in there.
Well, so, yeah, you say square footage, but for some people, you know, 2,000 square feet is full of X amount of stuff. Yeah, it's X amount of stuff.
Well, I could tell you, a week and a half ago, a crew showed up to a 2-truck job going out of state, and 1 truck.
Oh,
you know, right. That they had, you know, the customer, you know, I always kind of jokingly, you know, tell the customer when I do the estimate, you know, I'm going to quote you based on what I see, and if you're able to take anything away, then that's just going to take away from what I'm doing. And, you know, they were very determined, and they got from, you know, 2,600 down to right about 1,800 square feet.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, quite honestly, I mean, mm-hmm. My family went through this a couple of years ago when y'all moved us. I know when you walked in and walked through our house, we've been there for 20 years almost.
Yes.
You just tend to collect junk. And I'm sure you tell people all the time, it's, you got a rule of thumb, because that's what I wound up doing.
Yeah.
I walked into the attic. And I saw stuff that we actually still had in boxes from the time we moved into that house.
Yes.
You know what happens? You take it up there. I'm going to throw it in the attic. I'll get to it later on. Next thing you know, another box gets on top of that. And one gets in front of that. And before you know it, there's stuff I hadn't looked at in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess there should be a rule. Maybe there is a kind of rule of thumb. If you haven't touched it in so long, get rid of it.
I always jokingly say 3 years. you know, everything does have its sentimental value, and so that's why you kind of have to judge. And
yeah, you got to look through stuff.
Yeah, I always give everybody the the plastic bin example that I use at my own house. You know, with all the kids that we have, if we kept every kindergarten, first grade, pre-K, thing that they did, color they, and so each each family member has their tub. I have the same with with my Marine Corps stuff. I have a tub. If it doesn't fit in there, then I don't get to keep it. So, I remember a few years ago, I had to make the choice between my Alphas or my Green Monster, and I chose my Green Monster, and I sold my Alphas. I kept my Blues, but, Alpha, that's the piss cutter. Nobody wears those anymore. So, and then, of course, so many things can be digitized these days.
Oh, yeah.
To where you can have I've done this for my family, especially going through all my grandmother's stuff, and we digitize all those old pictures that me and the cousins had, and aunts and uncles, and made it into a photo library that all of us can see and share. We've got almost 20,000 pictures in there now, and just from all of us getting everything together, it's amazing to go through and look at the memories, but you're able to share them too.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And
sure.
So, I always say, if you have something you haven't touched in a long time, sometimes it's good to share that memory or allow it to go on and be repurposed for, another family. Mm-hmm. We got so many needy ones around, and let it become, something joyous for them.
I had to tell you, when we were doing it, the folks over at the place we were taking stuff to, it became the running joke. If I didn't show up at any given day, they were like, "What happened to you? You weren't here yesterday."
There's so many in town. You got the children's shelters, you got the abuse shelters.
Oh yeah,
plenty of options. You got the VA places.
There's the labor only move.
Mm-hmm.
You rent your own truck. You guys show up. You load it. The customer drives the truck to their location.
Yes.
You guys show up, you unload it.
And typically that's going to be, if you have a closing that's separated by a day, you have some layover to where you can't go straight into your home. Because I'll tell you, my labor-only rate and my rate with my truck's the same number.
Okay, so whether you're driving it and all that, it's the same, mm-hmm. same thing.
But what you're avoiding is the overnight fees, because with your homeowner's insurance, that should extend out to cover the rental truck for you.
Okay.
Because that would be the main reason you want to use me for overnight stuff, is if you don't have a way to extend coverage to your items, while they're being stored, if you don't have a safe place to store that truck,
mm-hmm.
To where it's locked, it's secured, it's in a safe area, if it's under cameras, behind gates.
But if you're moving from one side of, we'll just pick a town like I did, from one side of Lexington to the other, mm-hmm. and you're doing the same day, and there's no overnight, there's really no reason to do a labor only, right? Because you're going to have to
unless
go out and rent your own
have
truck
access to a free truck.
Okay.
But
even then, if it's a 20-minute drive from point A to point B, and you say you're the same rate whether mm-hmm. you're driving the truck or not.
And see, that also includes my pads, my straps, my dollies. Yeah. You know, okay. Includes a lot more stuff than just a shell of a truck.
Okay. So you got that. Then you got, I guess, the standard move, you guys, as we just talked about. And then the white glove move. And again, we're not talking about a surcharge when you talk about a white glove move. It's not like, okay, if you want that, it's going to be twice as much. It's all, again, based on the number of hours
it just takes more hours to complete the move. Yeah. Because we're going in, we're packing everything. But it's to each his own. I will say the other part of that, if you have any type of lag time between your closings,
mm-hmm.
Is it more economical to keep it on to rent a truck and keep it on a truck versus putting into an actual storage facility?
Okay.
Those two numbers usually meet each other between 7 to 9 days, as far as if it's more economical to stay on the truck versus more economical to go into a storage facility. Now, with the storage facility,
now you're talking about renting your own truck and keeping it on that. And mm-hmm. so, where are you going to keep that truck?
Well, that would be the other part of the equation you would need to have an answer for. I mean, certain things I can help with. That's what you would want to use me.
I'm real keen on the idea of loading up everything I own into a truck and leave it sitting in the front yard for a week and a half.
Neighbors, friends, buddies that have a, an acre or 2 yard that are a little secluded. Those good water areas are great.
Okay. Yeah.
Get back in there.
Maybe a big fence, big old lock on the gate.
But Prosperity's been picking up here lately. We put somebody out in the middle of 10 acres last week.
Nice.
It was a beautiful area. Oh, my goodness. It was amazing.
I bet. All right. So, yeah. You mentioned the homeowner's insurance goes so far in covering something when you put everything on a truck and leave it sitting there. Maybe.
Yes.
Is that vary from company to company, how long that lasts? Or
you know, I always urge everyone to call their agent because there's so many policies that read so differently. I can only tell you how mine reads.
Okay.
And the few people that have read theirs and then come back and tell me. And so I know some policies, but I can tell you generically, you know, with the insurance agent, it should be, you know, a 20-second conversation.
Okay. All right. So make the call then.
Yes.
All right. Michael, good to see you, buddy. Happy New Year to you again.
Oh, my goodness.
And if folks need to get a hold of you at the Moving Squad, because we are approaching moving season, now is the time to start making your plans.
Yes, yes. You want to stay at least 2 months ahead of time right now. But Happy New Year again, and thanks, everyone, for the holiday season. And ORS-PSC is 9859. Mm-hmm. Phone number, 915-SQUAD, 915-7782. Always the website. Got so much information on there. Please take a look. Moving Squad, SC for South Carolina.com.
All right. Good to see you, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you much.